It's time for the Carbon County Chamber of Commerce Good News Minute. And joining us in the studio today, we have Colleen Loveless. She is the Carbon County Chamber Treasurer. First off, Colleen, it's great to get you in today. I appreciate you making time to stop by and talk about some good news here in Carbon County.
Well, thank you, Jordan. I appreciate you having me in, and I'm kind of excited to be able to let our community know of a few things that are going on here.
Yeah, me too. Let's dive right into it. First off, we're going to rewind the hands of time and go back to October 4th. The aerospace companies in Carbon County, this has created a lot of excitement, a lot of buzz. I know if you pay attention to social media, a lot of people have been talking about this, a lot of word of mouth as well. This was a very exciting event that produced a lot of positive feedback.
It was, and it was a very, very good event for our county and for our area, actually. We had some companies come into our area, such as Lockheed Martin, L3 Communications, Orbital ATK. They, along with some other people, came into our area. They went to Emory County. They came to Carbon County. They gave us information as to things that they are looking for. They are trying to get people and companies and industries in rural Utah to be able to become suppliers for the aerospace industry.
Immediately hearing you talk about this, I think it sparks everybody's imagination and it gets them excited because it just sounds like it's something the economy here locally could definitely use.
Well, they can. And sometimes we don't know that we can supply product or resources to these industries, and it's quite an adventure.
As far as the actual tour of the local businesses, that I know there was a dinner and everything that was involved with that, but all in all, when you look at the grand the grand scheme of things that particular night, what did you and maybe if you had to take a guess at maybe some of the community members who were there, what did you gather most from this event?
The thing that we really got out of the organization and as they came was they are really trying to get companies and industry in rural America involved in something larger than what we would normally do on our own. And we had a lot of booths at the dinner. We had the walkthroughs from probably four different businesses within our area. And some of the feedback that we heard is they are very interested in some of the things that they saw here in our area and would like to explore it.
That's great news.
It is.
It's great news. Let's move on and let's talk a little bit about Advanced Coal Research Group. The Advanced Coal Research Group, it's a new group, right?
It is. This is a group that's been spearheaded by Ms. Emery as well as Tammy Ersenbeck. And they are working together. They had a meeting here on October 3rd. And what they're trying to do is be able to recognize different things that our community could offer to the coal resource group, and they're trying to invite some of the private industries to be a part of that. They're trying to form a coalition so that they can come up with alternative ideas of things that we can do within our community to help those that are here become better and more efficient.
I know some of the things that were discussed at that meeting. It was Carbon Fiber Project, the Carbon Safe Grant, the Cryogenic Carbon Capture, the AEG Coal Switch, the Coal Rare Earth Minerals Grant. I mean, you guys talked about a number of things, seven things in general.
That's right. And it was very informative. It gave those that were in attendance a lot of ideas of things that are potentially moving forward or things that we can think about doing in our area that maybe we're not doing right now.
I think anytime you talk about coal, people, the ears perk up immediately. People, you know, that's an attention grabber. If somebody needs more information on this Advanced Coal Research Group, I mean, there's ways to find out more information and get involved, right?
That's correct. And Tammy Ersenbeck is the best person for that contact. Now, her number is 435-636-3294. And she is a great resource in our area. And I would encourage anyone and everyone, if you have a question or you have an idea for our area, please give Tammy a call and let her know.
Let's continue on with Tammy here. Her Economic Development Committee is actually going to be hosting a two-day conference this, I guess we could say this upcoming June. I know it's a little ways off, but still, it's up and coming June this summer. It's about the next generation with fossil fuels.
That's correct. And actually, this conference is going to be a two-day conference. It'll be in June of next year, and it's going to be discussing new ways of using fossil fuel. And actually, they're anticipating about 600 people nationally and internationally that'll be attending from outside of Utah.
A lot of great stuff happening right now, specifically here in the local area. I know there are two events coming up. We got to fast forward through time a little bit. We got to jump up to October 18th and October 27th. That's the date of two key events that you wanted to talk about as well.
Exactly. Now, the Chamber of Commerce has ribbon cuttings periodically throughout the year. And on October 18th, we're going to be doing a ribbon cutting at the Pinnacle Canyon Academy's location. They have a new gym. We're going to be showing that off. We'll be cutting the ribbon and welcoming that new addition to our community. On October 27th, Dr. Garvin is a new pediatric doctor here in our area. He's also a local boy. And there will also be a ribbon cutting at his place on October 27th. And it'll be a good time for the community to come out and kind of see what he has to offer.
I think there's a lot going on. We've covered a lot here over the past 5 or 6 minutes. Have we missed anything?
You know, I think we've covered quite a bit. It's been a very exciting time for the Chamber, and there's a lot of things that are going on. We just want to make sure that we get the word out to the public so that you can be aware of what is going on around you.
Colleen Lovelace, I thank you so much for taking out the time to come in and spreading some good news here on the Carbon County Chamber of Commerce Good News Minute.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you having me in, and it's been a pleasure letting you know what we're doing.